Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
What up, friends? I have another edition of the Lost Zane Recordings. In this edition, we started out the year 2017. January 3rd, 2017. 2 years and 1 day from my ultimate demise from 107.3 WBBL, which then kicked into life the Eric Zane Show podcast. The Patreon, a big part of that. If you like the freebie content that I'm giving you now and you want more of it, go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Drop $5 or $10 a month as a donation. And then you get 15 plus hours of audio and video content each and every week on the Patreon. You can give as much as you like. I have it price set at $5 a month for the audio, all of the audio in the archive. And then $10 a month for all the audio, all the video, and live streams. So there you go. If not, that's cool too. I'm just appreciative that you give me the time. That helps out as well. But if you want more to listen to, it's all there for you. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's how I've been able to, one of the ways I've been able to keep things afloat doing podcasting for the past 3.5 years. So thank you if you've been part of it in the past or are considering it now. All right. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recording. We are back. Got a fresh show. Firing up right now, show number 182 of the Eric Zane Show. Welcome in at Tuesday, the 3rd of January, 2017. Julius, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back indeed.
Is it, after so much time away, Julius, you had a nice long time to kind of just do whatever the hell you wanted. Did you sleep in those days, extended time?
Oh, yeah.
So it was, because I'm like you then. Even just one extra day, Monday off for the observed New Year's holiday, it seems like a month off, that extra day. And boy, when you're not really, when your mind isn't elsewhere about your job, you just kind of let, not even going out of your way to not think about it.
I swear half the time I went to bed when I normally would wake up.
Yep. Oh, I'm right there with you, man.
It was like 3 a.m.
Oh,
eh, no big deal.
I didn't quite stay up that late, but that's pretty remarkable that you would do that.
By the end of it, I was.
Yeah, I mean, on New Year's, it was. I was up to about 1:30 just watching TV and then sleep in until, I don't know, 10.
Oh, yeah.
10:30.
11.
Oh, it is magnificent to be able to just, oh, man, it was great.
Great.
Welcome in. Did you do anything fun?
No.
Well, that's fun.
It was sleeping awesome. In. Oh, yeah, it was awesome. I read most of the time.
What did you get into today in that time off?
I read a new Nazi book. That was fun. I like history, so I read that a bunch. And then I read a...
So it wasn't fiction. It was there wasn't like a truth based on...
No, no. Yeah, that was like all just numbers and stats and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I read a fiction book, Ken Follett. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
No.
He writes like historical fictions.
Okay.
It was kind of like, have you ever watched the show Downton Abbey?
I know exactly what the show is, but I haven't watched
it. It's kind of like that in book form, where they like go through like the time periods. So I read like 800 pages of that. It was awesome. I read like 1,300 pages over the break.
That's actually what I want to do this year is read more. Have I started yet?
No.
So, Ben is here. Welcome in, buddy.
Good morning.
Best of. Yesterday went off without a hitch?
For the most part, yes.
Anything weird?
No. I just had to cut off the end of the last bit a little bit, but that was it.
Yeah, no biggie.
Timing issues, but yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Podcast was up for that best of if you like. If not, we're off and running. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm gone Friday. So I'm for the 18th deal in Florida. So we'll have a best of show on that day. But a lot to get into today. First off, it's warm today, a high up around 40. And but then it's going to get cold pretty quick. Tomorrow, a high of only 23 and a low of 15. And then for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we will not be over 20 with highs like 17, 16, lows not that much incredibly colder than that, lows of about 10, 11 degrees. So not the end of the world, but still we'll get into a little bit of frozen stuff. Boy, where to begin with so much time away? In the time that you're away, Julius, a lot of in the news cycle, you know, people dying and things like that.
2016 did go out with a bang, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. The one that kind of slipped under the radar was the dude who played the priest on MASH, Father Mulcahy.
Okay,
I
know who that.
He got in under the wire. He was pretty famous for the people who are older.
Yeah,
but
I couldn't believe that Carrie Fisher died. Well, actually, I could. I knew it was coming because they said it was very bad to have a heart attack on a plane ride.
I wonder at what point in the plane ride that had happened, because I'm curious why she was kept in the air. I mean, if it was as she approached L.A., I can understand. But if it's over, if I don't know where she was coming from. I thought she was coming from overseas.
Yeah, London to L.A.
So
can you just land a plane like that?
Because commercial has a heart attack, if there's a medical emergency, I would think that, yeah. But unless if she seemed like if there was, maybe they were looking at her and she was like, no, I'm fine. I just don't feel good. But if she had a massive grabber and they throw her down to the aisles, they're doing CPR, my guess is they would. So that's just a little strange. And then the business of her mom dies the next day.
Yeah. Couldn't bear to live without her.
Oh, God. And then, so there's a son, and Fisher's brother is Todd. So this dude's, oh, yeah, welcome. It's going to be a great time right around the new year. I'll be able to remember this every year. Awful. So that sucks. So there was a lot of that going on. And then the terror attack on New Year's, right after they rang in the new year in Turkey. There was an American that was there, got shot.
Oh, really?
About of the 39 dead. And there was like three quarters of them were people from other countries traveling, just visiting.
Why the hell would you go to Turkey
exactly,
for New Year's?
That's what I thought.
Say it's far away from anywhere near there.
The American who was shot.
Just wanted a good experience.
He went down in a heap. They were talking about it on the NBC Nightly News. And he threw himself on the ground and was playing dead and not moving. And he hadn't been shot. And this guy, the guy who they say did it, was in there for 15 minutes, even though there was a police station across the street. And the guy, the American, was laying on the ground, and the guy who was killing all the people in Turkey, walked up to him and shot him. And he said he didn't move. He was able to not, freak out. I mean,
right.
I would have got up and started running like a maniac. He didn't move. And he was able to just fake it while, even though he was just shot. It wasn't like he was shot and then he got on the ground and acted like he was dead and was injured.
Right.
He was not shot.
And pulling John Wayne.
And he shot him in the back or wherever. And he just laid there. He didn't move. Somehow he was able to keep it together.
Well, and you mean him to fake it till you make it?
Essentially. And then help arrived and he survived. But what a crazy ass story that was. Then there was the another really bad sports weekend here for area teams. boy, man, it started off poorly for Michigan, where their one of their best players can't play the game, Peppers. You both are wrinkling up your nose. Are you telling me that he should have played? Are you thinking he pulled one of those things that Fournette and McCaffrey did too?
Kind of, yes. The first thing I thought was it would have looked very hypocritical for him to say, oh, man, I'm not playing in this game. I'm not going to get injured because of the things that have been said. Like, Jim Harbaugh had some things to say about it. I think Peppers even said some stuff about
Fournette and McCaffrey. And
about, like, oh, you can't miss a bowl game.
Fournette's the LSU guys. McCaffrey, well, I don't even know anything about that
Stanford.
Guy. Okay.
White guy.
So, and they actually said, no, I don't want to risk injury, which is crazy to me that they would do that.
Is it? No, it's not.
Well,
I'd skip a meaningless bowl game in a second.
It's practical.
Jake Butt tore his ACL.
Yeah, it's true. But, God, yeah. So
he's going to be a first-round draft pick.
I guess I can see that it's not crazy, but it just doesn't seem right. You know?
Meh.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, I mean, if you had the chance to...
Jake Butt was going to be a first-round draft pick. He tore his ACL.
Well, what about if then halfway through the year, he's having a great year? Let's say his first... You know, he did it. He's a very good player. Why didn't he just quit playing half the games then?
Because you still have a chance to win a national championship. They had a chance to go to the playoffs until the very last game of the year.
So essentially meaningless game.
Meaningless game. Why even force it?
And
it doesn't matter if Fournette didn't play. He was injured half the season anyway.
Okay.
He was out for half the games.
Michigan and everyone close to the program says, no. This was not the case with Peppers.
No.
He was seen crying after the game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if he has the ability to turn on the waterworks like that.
Oh.
And then with Butt getting hurt, though, didn't he rip his ACL up earlier in his career?
I think he did
rip it. I don't know if it's the same knee. Early at Michigan. So he's done. Michigan comes back, though, in that game. They stuck to it. They had a lead late.
I turned away for a little bit.
Oh, I did.
I was like, this is such a brutal game. Ugh.
Well, when Michigan came back in the second half, scored a touchdown, and then they gave up a touchdown, and I was like, okay, that's it. I'm shutting it down. And then I come to find out that they almost won that damn game.
Yeah, I ended up watching... I think I skipped like 10 minutes of it. I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But I turned it on. They're rolling. I was like, all right. And then they let Florida State come back. Oh, yeah. Jake Butt apparently tore his ACL and suffered nerve damage. Worth it, though, right?
No.
Now he's not going to get the money he was guaranteed.
And they're also saying that Pepper's draft stock dropped dramatically. They project him being like a 27th pick now.
I wouldn't draft Jabril Peppers in the first round.
So
he's not that good.
That's that.
He doesn't have a position. He should come back one more year.
Then there's the Lions.
Yay!
Now,
what a debacle.
How many times do you... Now, the last two games, they looked good in the first half, and then that was it, you know?
It's because the coaching is terrible. They don't make any kind of adjustments. But no, now they're in. They made the playoffs. Everyone got what they wanted, and now we're stuck with Jim Caldwell.
I don't know. Because they haven't looked great in it. I mean, they backed in.
Martha Ford's not going to let them fire Jim Caldwell after making the playoffs 2 out of 3 years.
We'll see.
And everyone's still writing about how the players love Jim Caldwell. So, no, he'll be back.
Lions play Saturday night in Seattle.
That's a good...
Aaron Rodgers pisses me off so bad with how good he is.
Yeah.
That whole business where he has some type of internal alarm clock that goes off and he just starts moving... And then it turns into, like, all the receivers keep working, And then he just like, he buys himself time and then he throws a touchdown pass or he runs for a first down. God.
It's so annoying watching him play.
Such a, oh, yeah. Well, third and 14 for the Packers.
Lions this is going to be a tough one.
Lions got him where they want him. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Rodgers escapes. He runs around like a maniac. Oh, he tucks it. Oh, now he runs for 17 steps out of bounds, untouched.
And the Lions had that game, too. They're rolling. But then the second half comes, and Aaron Rodgers is like, all right, I'm going to take this game over.
Can you explain to me the thing about how Zach Zenner, now for two straight games, he you know, these 6, 7, 8 yard runs, and then they stop giving the ball to him, how that works out? I mean,
he played every snap this year, this game. But it's just bad coaching. Jim Bob Cooter's like,
is Zenner that good, by the way?
No.
How's that even happening that he racks up, you know, the decent yardage and like that? He didn't strike me. I mean, why are they just finding out about this now?
I've always thought he was decent, but I didn't think he was this good. I still don't think he's this good. Yeah, well, but they just keep giving him. There's no other running back on the team right now.
Well, I know it, but he's still effective.
Yeah, in the first half. And then they adjust, and then they take him away, and then Cooter doesn't go to him.
I don't know.
So, yeah, they backed in. That was fun.
Yeah, that was just the worst. It just feels awful.
Because they didn't make the playoff. Come on.
Boy, they were right. They were 9-4, and then they lost 3 in a row.
I wish Washington wouldn't have effed it up and just won that game the way they should have.
Right.
And the Lions would have been knocked out.
And then Western fell. I mean, boy, it started out like Wisconsin was going to be 70, like a 70-0 win, it seemed early on. Western hung in, though. Had a chance late when they got a touchdown with about 4 minutes to go. And all they had to do was get the ball back. Didn't happen. That's that. Good run for them. They should be proud. Stu was in during the past week. And typical fun. We had a good time. Something stood out to Mike Pellerito. Ben, do you know what this is?
I do. I saw somebody talking about it on Reddit.
Okay. So you started to assume that this would come together, what we're about to play?
I didn't, but I'm glad it did.
Stu has a, I don't know if it's really funny when he does it. I mean, I don't know if he's laughing because it's funny when he does it. But Stuart Reeves, as he's known, that's his middle name, has a little thing he does where he laughs sometimes in the little chuckle. Whereas you and I might go, yeah. Stu does something a little different. He laughs like Peter Griffin. This is Stu versus Peter Griffin. Note, you might not be able to tell who is who. These are all different. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I've been working too hard to give you a heart attack. You want to know by now.
It's a lot of work in there.
It took me a while to figure out which one was which.
That's what I thought. I thought it would, man. That's Stu. And this is Peter Griffin. Stu. Peter. Stu. Peter. And almost Stu. Peter. Stu. Peter. Stu. Peter. Stu. Peter. Stu. Peter. Stu. Yes. 800-785-1073 is our number. You can email the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com. We've got a lot of prizes to give away today. 2 pair of Griffins tickets, a couple pair of tickets to the drive. I don't even know if we'll get chances to give them all away. But this hour, we will give you a chance to win Griffins tickets. And in the next hour, for those drive tickets with a parking pass in the drive and in the suite for you and a friend at the drive game, brought to you by Michigan Office Solutions, we will play Know the Hour Trivia. So what that means is if you want to be able to go to the drive game in the suite, And by suite, we mean like the area right off the court. Everybody has tables. You're on risers, wait staff. You don't have to get up even once. They even serve you cookies and a parking pass. So that will be for an upcoming game from Michigan Office Solutions. Now, what that means is starting at right at 7 o'clock, everything that takes place on the air outside of the commercials will be used possibly in quiz form at the end of the hour. And then we'll get five of you on the air and ask questions. You shout out your name when you think you know the answer, and then boom, if you pay attention, you'll do well and score those tickets. So we have that. In just a few minutes, an interesting article, I thought, about a new theory about the sinking of the Titanic. Never heard this, but I found some of these bits of information about it.
I saw this going around.
Alarming.
Do these people not watch the Titanic?
Well, I don't know. I'll let you be the judge. I'll let them be the judge. We'll tell you about it coming up in just a few minutes at 6:24. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the lost Zane recordings from WBBL. If you want the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.